At 6 minutes past eight, it's Louisa and Kev with Ali, and our good friend Trent Geddes joins us. Hello.
Good morning.
Now, you're our resident tech expert, I'm going to say, inside our building here at work.
Yeah, if anyone's
got a bit of everything, don't I?
Yeah, you do. And if anyone's got a problem with their computer,
I'll solve it.
Yeah.
Check out my hook.
Yeah, when the engineers aren't around, I get the hounding.
Yeah, you do.
You certainly do. Trent,
but obviously,
can you help me out?
You were excited with the launch of the new eye products overnight and got up at the crack of dawn to find out what eye excitement we have in store for us. So are you excited about the new eye products?
I'm excited about them. I'm especially excited about the idea of the iPhone 6 Plus, the fact that it's going to be larger than the iPhone 6 itself. I've always been a fan of Samsung's Note, the fact that it's a mix between like a tablet device and a phone, so and gives you more real estate.
It's the phablet.
It's a phablet, but it runs on Android, and Android's a bit fiddly and not as easy to use, so I had a play with it. I had it for a little while, but I gave up on it and went back to an iPhone. But now I'm going to have the best of both worlds in that regard.
So that's pretty good.
Mm.
Now, with the new 6 Plus, okay, we know it's got, is it a 5.5 inch screen?
Yeah, it's 5.5 inch screen.
It's like a mini iPad almost, isn't it?
Yeah, well, so the last version of the iPhone was about a 4 inch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The iPhone 6 is about 0.7 of an inch bigger. And then you go up to 5.5 inches. So, yeah, it's quite a size increase.
Yeah, it is, absolutely. It's going to be harder to carry around, though. Yeah. You'll need a man bag, Trent, to carry that around. You won't be able to put it in your pocket.
Well, Kev's a bit of an Samsung Note man.
Yeah.
And he manages
to carry it in his pocket. He actually does. In his pocket, that's true. We know there's a couple of phones. Mm. There's also the watch.
There is the iWatch. They're thinking of taking on the fitness game. So I've got one of these Fitbit tracker things at the moment, but the iWatch is going to do so much more, and it's all in one. You know, it's automatically synced with your iPhone and whatnot. So I think that's going to be neat. And, you know, if you still love your watches, you've got that function in there, plus all those other things.
Yeah.
So, what are some of the things you can do on the watch?
So the main thing I think they're working on is the fitness stuff. Mm-hmm. So it underneath against your arm, it's got a sensor thing, so you can check heart rates and those sort of things.
So you don't need to wear one of those extra things. You know, like when you've got
a
heart rate monitor, you have to wear a band. You won't have to.
That function will already be in there. You can, you know, the phone's got a barometer in it, so that'll all tie in with that stuff to make that work. Going away from the fitness stuff though. You'll be able to control your music on your iPhone or even like your Mac at home. You've got hooked up to iTunes and hooked up to the stereo system, you know. You can control that from anywhere in the house. I like the idea of doing housework and being able to just change your songs that way.
On your wristwatch.
Right. On your wristwatch.
That's pretty cool.
You're not carrying any extra stuff
around.
Will
it turn the lights on and off in the house too?
One day.
They
yeah.
might even put that in
yeah,
as well
yeah.
eventually. I know there's someone around work here who's got the one of those control things so they can change
really
all
very
the different
fancy.
Lights and turn the TVs on and off and whatnot. So I'd say that'll come very soon. Being able to quick reply to text messages.
Yeah,
you know,
that's pretty nifty.
Won't be long. Etc. Etc. Mm. Siri and voice recording is a neat function to bring that into the watch. Mm. You know, it can be difficult sometimes to get to your phone and to be able to just press a button on your watch and do those functions.
Yeah, well, which you've always got available because you're wearing it, I suppose.
So there's quite a few good things in it.
Mm. One of the things I want to know is the charger. Is it the same as the iPhone 5, or is it going to be a whole new charger? Do we know that?
It's the same in the way of the connector.
Yes.
But on the other end, with the USB connector, they're doing what they call a reversible USB. So you should be able to put it in either way and have no dramas with being able to charge it. So,
oh, well, that makes it good because it's hard to...
Yeah, no fumbling at the back of the computer for the USB.
To find the USB port. Mm. Because the issue is obviously if you've got a four, we've got a couple of different... We've got the iPhone 4 and the iPhone 5 in the house and two different chargers, which can be a bit of a pain. But I don't have to buy a new dock for my iPhone 6, hopefully. It'll fit on there.
Well, if
that's
you've got
what
an
I'm
iPhone 5,
yeah,
it's going to work nicely. So.
Yeah, good. Well, see, people think about that stuff too.
100%. You want to know how much money you're going to outlay.
Yeah.
Speaking of price,
What are the phones looking at? Yeah, what are the
phones going to be? So they're looking at similar pricing options as, say, last year. Mm. But what they're going to do this year is include more storage space in it.
Yeah.
So your 16 gig price range would probably have like your 32 gig storage, which is going to be very neat.
So more storage for the same price as last time.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
Along those lines.
And better battery life too.
Better battery life. They're saying at least 15% more for both phones, so that'll be very good.
Well, I need that because that has been one of the complaints with the iPhones, I think, the battery life on them. They do suck the juice a bit, especially if you do, you know, different things, videos and all sorts of things on them.
Exactly.
They go through it. Well, all in all, will you get one, Trent?
I'll get one. I'll get one of the iPhone Plus.
The Fablets.
The Fablet.
Because you're fabulous.
I'll be rocking it around the workplace.
You will. You get it first and then we'll check it out, all right?
Trent will get it and then you'll tell us if it's worth getting.
Yeah. Thanks, Trent.
Thank you.
No worries.
Fantastic. By the way, I need some help with my computer. Just joking. Glenn Fry, the heat is on. It's 105.7 The River.